From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is disappointed by the International Trade Commission's ruling on blueberry imports. Duval says the ITC failed to recognize the damage certain imports are doing. He says these farmers face unfair competition from foreign growers, and the decision demonstrates much work is still needed to address international trade imbalances. Duval says they'll continue working with USDA, USTR, and the Department of Commerce to find meaningful assistance for our domestic blueberry industry. According to a new Farm Futures survey, U.S. corn producers say they'll increase corn acreage 4.1% from the year prior to 94.7 million acres in 2021. If realized, according to agrimarketing.com, 2021 corn acreage will be the third largest in the past 75 years, trailing only 2012 and 2013. Based on a conservative yield estimate of 177.4 bushels per acre, 2021 corn production could reach 15.3 billion bushels, besting 2016's record haul of 15.1 million. Two new varieties for the strawberry breeding program at the University of California, Davis are designed for summer planting in Southern California coastal regions. Professor Steve Knapp tells GrowingProduce.com the new varieties, Finn and Mojo, were developed to provide big, flavorful, high-quality fruit from late summer through the holidays. The Finn and Mojo varieties were developed to replace Portola, the only other UC variety on that schedule. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.